All right. You need to keep in mind that this common method is not doing quite what we had in mind. Practice squared term really combines the linear and the quadratic trends into a single term. A quadratic-only trend will have the same dependent variables at each end of the predictor continuum with a hump in the middle. Truly quadratic means that it starts here, comes up, and comes back. Or starts here and come back. Squaring makes initially larger numbers more larger than initially smaller numbers. If we square two practices, we get four. If we square five practices, we get 25. The difference between 4 and 25 is way more than the difference between 2 and 5. So the squaring process alone will give you a curved shape. It's a combination of linear plus quadratic. Linear plus quadratic. How we doing? So just squaring the term, the most common procedure, isn't quite doing what we hope it will. What we can do, there are two consequences of working with this combined term instead of a quadratic only. First, the bivariate analysis using this construct won't be testing what you intended. If you run the correlation between the criterion and the squared predictor, you are not looking at the quadratic relationship. You're looking at a combination of linear and quadratic relationship and may get the wrong answer from your results. If we do a multivariate analysis where we put both the original linear form and the squared quadratic form in, we're going to increase collinearity. And as you know, if you can increase collinearity enough, then it screws up the math, that it perverts the math and you get multiple regression analyses that don't make any sense. Z-score is just linear transformation, so you're still squaring the same thing. I do have one for you, though. Go ahead.
Wouldn't that put it to, then your curve would be in the middle of the graph instead of shooting
right? You can. I'll show you something simpler that we're going to apply generally. First, you center the predictor, which is to subtract the mean of the predictor from each person's score. And then you square the centered score. So we're going to center it. So zero's in the middle. Consider two persons with scores equally far above and below the mean. So we got a mean of 10. Person 1 has an 8, which is 2 below. Person 2 has a 12, which is 2 above. After centering, they are equally far from the mean, but with opposite signs. When the centered scores are squared, they are now equally far from the mean. And so if there is a pure quadratic term, these squared centered scores are linearly related to the criterion. Let me show you that to you in a picture. So here's the original data. Here's what happens when we center it. Then square it is literally folding it in half. Because 2 squared is 4, negative 2 squared is 4, 0 squared is 0, and we get this. You get the same kind of thing when you do a z-score, but now you've lost the standard deviation of the scale. And the b's and the betas are going to match, and they don't give you different information. So thus, a quadratic trend between the criterion and the predictor is revealed as a linear trend between the centered and squared predictor and the criterion. Okay, just fun with simple math.